Oh, my goodness.
It's a little hectic, Becky. I'm a little confused and stressed out. I don't even know what the tea is, radio.
Listen, man, we're bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today. All right. Forever First Lady Michelle Obama. She was on Good Morning America promoting her new book. It's called Becoming.
Okay.
So she opened up about how she had a miscarriage 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that she had to have IVF to have both Malia and Sasha. And then she talked about how her and Obama did marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said she'll never forgive Trump for saying Barack Obama wasn't born in the U.S. and how that put her family's safety at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I didn't even know there was any more to the story. But Trump, obviously, he responded. I guess reporters caught up to him. And he said that she got paid a lot of money to write a book. And they always insist you come up with controversy. So I'll give you some controversy. That's what he said. I'll never forgive Obama for what he did to the military by not funding it properly. Safety, he said, what he did to our military was unsafe for you and you and you. Now, whatever. We don't listen to what he says. But the thing that got me was he lied. In the beginning of that clip, he said that he didn't hear what Michelle Obama said.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh, she's mentioned safety. You lying about dumb stuff. Like, you clearly know what she said, bruh. You clearly know. Anyway,
we pay attention,
listen,
bruh.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm always looking for little kids. We pay attention. Cues, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, Mother's Book is coming out November 13th. So I'll probably get the audio book. I'm not even going to hold you because my eyeball is reading. I don't know. All right, so moving on. I have an attention situation. I cannot read. Listen, okay? Not unless it's about something nasty. I gotta listen to other stuff.
Moving along.
All right. So, Gabrielle Union and D-Wade, they had a baby.
Yes, congratulations.
Now, you did not miss anything because she was not pregnant. They had to be a surrogate.
What?
She was not pregnant this whole time. Sis was wearing a bikini on her 46th birthday, okay? She was half naked.
That's right, she was.
She was never pregnant. She had a... Exactly.
Oh, and yeah, you know listen, what? Because okay? Didn't she suffer, like, multiple miscarriages?
Multiple miscarriages. She opened up about that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And then, furthermore, back in 2013, D-Wade had a baby with somebody else. So I'm super happy that this they was able to come together and have a baby of her own.
Okay.
Because all the kids they have is his. So that's stuff. I'm so happy for her. Now my only thing is, if you see the pictures in it, it looked like she gave birth. Like she had on hospital clothes.
Yeah.
His hair was tied up. She was sweaty. Like like this is no shade. I just want to know like how you look like you gave birth. She already looked like a mother already.
Gabby.
Okay, she dope though. So young Tugger Tugger. He is back in jail for failing his drug test.
Locked up.
Okay. So in September, he was hit with 8 felonies for possession and intent to sell like mad different drugs. I'm not even getting to the list. And possession of a firearm. So then he got another felony gun charge after his album release party, like a few weeks after that, something like that. So he was only out on bond and staying clean was one of the conditions. So obviously he got dirty and now he's back in jail. His bond is revoked.
See you when we see you, bro.
Yeah, he's... listen.
See you when we see
you. He's sitting there while he awaits for trial. Speaking of jail and probation and stuff, Tekashi 69, his music video was shot up.
Yeah, wasn't Kanye out there, too?
Listen, can I tell the thing?
Oh, I'm just making sure. I'm saying.
I do the tea, okay?
Look, I'm just making sure.
Anyway, so he rented the Beverly Hills mansion for photos for the video shoot for a song on his new album with Nicki and Kanye.
Okay.
So 8 shots were fired in what appeared to be a drive-by. So 6ix9ine and Kanye were in the house, but Nicki did not get there yet. But at least one bullet went through a window. Nobody was injured. I don't know. So the production has been stopped until further notice. Good luck trying to get Kanye another video with you, 6ix9ine. I don't know. Good luck getting Nicki getting the video with you. I don't know. So 6ix9ine is currently on probation, and he's not supposed to be around gang violence and stuff like that. So, but the lawyer says since he's a victim, he should be okay. But we don't know. We don't know. Oh, all right, so lastly, Matt Barnes, he won sole and legal custody of his and Gloria Gavon's kids. Remember the last time we talked? I'm not even going to hold you. I'm kind of happy for him, too, but I don't know. So listen. You done?
Yeah.
All right. So remember the last time we spoke about them, Gloria was arrested for felony child endangerment when she went to pick up the kids from school on Matt's day, and she was allegedly like swerving through the parking lot trying to block him from leaving while the kids was in the car. It was a little hectic.
Doing the craziest.
Yeah, no, it was wild. It was wild. I'm not even going home. I was trying to think like, how mad could I get? Like, could I do something like that? So I'm not even going to judge, sis.
Rex,
y'all see me
do we need to answer this?
Y'all see me? Listen, I'm not even going to judge her because I already know. Anyway. Matt asked for sole custody and a restraining order. He was granted both. So she has to stay away from him for 18 months until 2020. Not the kids, though. She does get visitation with the kids every other weekend and can have dinner with them every Wednesday evening. And she has to complete 26 sessions of anger management and 10 parenting classes.
Get her! Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, she should do that because that's not, even though I probably could relate to that level of anger, that's not no way to do it, especially not around the babies. Shout out to Matt Barnes. He got the kids. He got a baby on the way. He out here living.
That's right.
With the model. Beverly, yeah. Is it Beverly Johnson's daughter?
It's Beverly Johnson's
daughter. She's gorgeous too, so yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's it for the tea.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And you welcome.
You good back there, Rex?
Rex,
bye. I'm good, man. Just thinking about D. Wade.
What you think about with D. Wade?
Because I'm not sure if his wife should be happy because apparently he just had a baby with another woman.
That was a few years ago.
No, but he's talking about the
right
surrogate.
Now.
Oh, the surrogate.
I'm asleep.
That's it.
We done. It's Top 93.7. Thank you. I can't.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.